Most investors think they understand asset allocation, but there's a crucial wealth building strategy that most people completely miss. It's not about picking the right stocks or timing the market. It's about mastering wealth building 4.0. And the principles of 4.0 can potentially save you hundreds of thousands in taxes while maximizing your return in all your different accounts at every stage of life. Today, I'm breaking down the exact blueprint that separates smart wealth builders from everyone else and why your age and income determines everything about where your money should go. It's about making great decisions, but also thinking ahead to the future. Hey, this is Brian, the Wealth Decisions Guy. I'm also the author of Momentous Decisions, 7 Steps to Better Health, More Wealth, and a Richer Life, and the founder of Momentous Wealth Advisors. So if you do get value from this episode, make sure you hit the subscribe button. Because what I'm about to share in the next 11 minutes could literally be worth 6 figures to your future self. And also make sure you hit the notification bell, because next week we're going to finish up this series and discuss Retirement 5.0, how to turn your wealth into a virtually tax-free retirement income. So for the sake of time, let's build some wealth. So what exactly is wealth building 4.0? It's about investing in the right things in the different accounts that you have for retirement. You should have 3 main retirement accounts. Think of them as your wealth building trinity. Bucket number 1 is the taxable account. That's your flexibility bucket. That's just a brokerage account that you can set up in single name or joint name. Bucket number 2 is the Roth accounts. This is your tax-free growth powerhouse. This is your Roth 401ks or your Roth IRAs. And bucket number 3 is the pre-tax bucket, your immediate tax shield. This is your traditional 401k or your traditional IRAs. Now, you should also have an HSA account if you're eligible and have a high deductible medical plan. This is your bonus stealth retirement account that can be used to pay medical expenses tax-free and also can be used for anything after age 65, but you just have to pay the taxes on the distributions that you don't use for healthcare costs. But in this episode, we're going to focus on those 3 buckets. So let's start with wealth decision principle number 1. Your age is your allocation advantage. The younger you are, the more aggressive you can be with growth in your investments. And the older you get, the more you need growth in income, a balanced portfolio, and tax diversification. So let's start with ages 25 through 35. This is the foundation years. If you're in this age bracket, you've got time, energy, and the whole world ahead of you. So here's your strategy. Your goal should be to put away at least 10% of your income and increase that by 0.5% per year. And the good news is starting early doesn't require you to save as much. And obviously, if you could put more than that away, do that. But I'm all about enjoying life as well. You have to have a balance of smart wealth decisions, putting away as much as you can while still living a rich life of experiences and creating memories with your family. Now, if you want to retire at 55, you may have to put away more like 20 or 30% of your income. And I've discussed this in past episodes for reaching financial independence or financial freedom. And we'll discuss that strategy in future episodes. Of your 10% contributions, 2% should go in a taxable investment account. Invest in low-cost, broad-based index funds like Total Market U.S. ETFs and Total Market International ETFs. You know, Vanguard has some really great low-cost options. And then possibly even invest in high-quality growth stocks and even a Bitcoin allocation, which we'll get to later in this episode. Of the 10%, 2% should go into your pre-tax if between the 24 and 32% tax bracket. Invest in target date funds that are 30 to 40 years out, REITs for real estate exposure, and possibly some fixed income for stability with a small allocation. Then of your 10%, 6% should go in Roth accounts. Unless you're in the 22% tax bracket or lower, then put all the remaining 8% in your Roth rather than the pre-tax account. Invest in growth funds, emerging markets, small cap and international funds, and possibly a small percentage in some growth stocks. Coming up next, I'm revealing why ages 35 through 45 are the make or break years for wealth building and some example asset allocation strategies you can use as a framework for whatever stage of life you're in. Plus, we're going to talk just a little bit about Bitcoin. I'm going to break down exactly why a 3 to 5% allocation could change everything. So now we're moving on to ages 35 through 45, the acceleration phase. Welcome to what I call the stepbrothers phase of wealth building. You're not kids anymore. You're not quite grown-ups either. This is where the magic happens. Your goal should be to put away at least 15% of your income and increase that by 1% per year. Put 4% in a taxable investment account, in dividend growth stocks, international total market ETFs, and possibly a 5% Bitcoin allocation. An example taxable portfolio might look something like this. 25% in dividend growth stocks, 50% in a total market ETF, 20% in a total international market ETF, and 5% in a Bitcoin ETF. Then put 3% in pre-tax accounts. This may be just the amount you need to contribute to get your employer match. A lot of employers require you to do your match in pre-tax. So do your 3% match, and obviously if your match is 5%, then you'll have to change this allocation. Invest your pre-tax accounts in target date funds 20 to 30 years out. REITs for real estate exposure, and your bond allocation should start increasing during this phase of life. An example pre-tax 401k allocation might look something like this. 25% in large cap growth, 25% in a total international market fund, 30% in large cap value, 15% in a total bond market fund, and 5% in a real estate investment trust fund. Then put 8% in Roth accounts. Start maxing out a Roth IRA. Increase your Roth 401k contributions. Invest in small cap and mid cap funds, emerging markets, and large cap growth funds or ETFs. Here's an example of what a Roth allocation might look like. 10% in growth stocks, 35% in large cap growth funds, 25% in developed markets, 12% in mid cap, 8% in emerging markets, 7% in small cap, and 3% in a Bitcoin ETF. If you're not comfortable owning Bitcoin or don't understand it, use that 3% to beef up your mid-cap exposure. It's one of the sweet spots of an investment allocation. This phase of life is your wealth building sweet spot. You're earning more, but you're not yet in your peak earnings years. If you're in the 35% tax bracket or higher during this phase of life, you may want to flip the allocations from this example and do 8% in pre-tax 401k and 3% in Roth 401k. So here's our second wealth decision principle. Diversification isn't just about assets. It's about tax treatments. You want money growing in all three environments. In just a few minutes, I'm going to reveal the 45 through 55 strategy that most people get completely wrong. Plus, why catch-up contributions at 50 could literally double your retirement wealth. But let's talk just a little bit about Bitcoin. This is the 5% wild card. Bitcoin is not for everyone. This is not a recommendation to buy Bitcoin. But for investors under 40, a 3 to 5% Bitcoin allocation may be appropriate. You need to understand the risk and know that the volatility is not for individuals with weak stomachs. A lot of people think Bitcoin is gambling. I believe it's about risk management. You know, if you'd like to learn a little bit more about Bitcoin or crypto in general, I have a link to an episode right here. Think about it like this. If Bitcoin goes to zero and you have 5% in Bitcoin, you lose 5%. If it continues its historical trajectory, that 5% could become 15 to 20% of your portfolio. Now, if you're 5 to 10 years away from retirement, Bitcoin should be a small percentage of your portfolio. Use a Bitcoin ETF for exposure. Potentially put some in your taxable account for flexibility and also some in your Roth IRA so you can maximize tax-free growth. Now, if you're not comfortable with Bitcoin, put that allocation in something like small caps instead of Bitcoin. So now let's move on to the optimization years, ages 45 through 55. It's time to optimize everything. You're in your peak earnings years, which means potentially peak tax brackets. Your goal should be to put away at least 20% of your income and max out all your tax advantage accounts, and then start to use catch-up contributions starting at age 50. So of your 20% contributions, 5% should go in a taxable investment account. Invest in blue chip dividend stocks, municipal bonds if you're in a higher tax bracket, and possibly some money in a Bitcoin ETF. 5% should go into pre-tax accounts, Invest your traditional 401k in more conservative investments for balance and diversification as you get closer and closer to retirement. This would be also the time, if you haven't started a health savings account, start an HSA. There's a triple tax advantage, and you can take money out tax-free for healthcare costs. And after age 65, you can take money out for any need. You just have to pay taxes. Of your 20% contribution, 10% should go in Roth accounts. Use the backdoor Roth IRA strategies if your income is too high. Also, look at the mega backdoor Roth if available. Look on your 401k portal and look for an after-tax option. You can put money in an after-tax option and convert it to a Roth IRA at the end of the year. One thing to note, your employer plan must allow for in-plan conversions. And this strategy is usually best if you can contribute more than 20% of your income. If you're in the 35% tax bracket or higher during this phase of life, you may want to flip the allocations from this example and do 10% in pre-tax 401k and 5% in Roth accounts. Now let's talk about the catch-up game changer. At age 50, you get catch-up contributions, an extra $7,500 for 401k plans and $1,000 for IRAs. This isn't just about catching up, it's about pulling ahead. As you get closer to wanting to retire, your fixed income should start to increase. If you're 5 to 8 years away from retiring, for example, increase your allocation to fixed income in your pre-tax 401k so that it's 20 to 30% of your overall portfolio. This is obviously based upon your income needs for retirement and your specific goals. Now let's talk about real estate and private equity strategies. Real estate isn't just about buying rental properties anymore, although some of the wealthiest clients I know own some real estate besides their primary home. I believe in investing in what you know. So if you know real estate, buy properties and continue to do that. There's huge tax advantages, but here is also other ways to own real estate. We're talking about REITs, real estate investment trusts, crowdfunding, and for accredited investors, private equity real estate funds. Think of real estate as your portfolio's kind of steady eddy, like Paul Rudd in any movie, reliable, consistent, and surprisingly profitable over time. Aim for 5 to 10% real estate exposure across all age groups, adjusted for your risk tolerance. So our third wealth decision principle is passive income isn't passive until it's systematic. Whether it's dividends, REITs, or rental properties, you need systems that work without your constant attention. That's really what passive income is. So let's talk about private equity investments. This is buying shares of companies before they go public. So you might think it's just for big players, accredited investors with serious capital. But if you qualify, it can provide returns that make a lot of traditional investments kind of look like they're moving in slow motion. I have a client that has built an enormous amount of wealth from private equity investments. The only downside is they're illiquid and you typically can't sell them until they go public. Wealth building 4.0 is about starting with the end in mind, but build with flexibility in between. So here's some actionable strategies you can implement today. Number one, calculate your current 3-bucket allocation. Number two, adjust 1 bucket this month based upon your age bracket and situation. Number three, use my principle of Roth versus pre-tax based upon your tax bracket. If you're under 22, a Roth is all you should do. Between 22 and 32, blend the two. Over 35, pre-tax should be prioritized. Number four, set up automatic investments into your taxable investment account to maintain your target allocation. And number five, review and rebalance your portfolio based upon a threshold of plus or minus 5%. For example, if your portfolio is a 70-30 mix of stocks and bonds and it's now 76% in stocks, rebalance that portfolio back to 70-30. Now, always remember, wealth building is a marathon, not a sprint. But with Wealth Building 4.0, you can reach your goals just a little bit faster. Next week, we're diving into Retirement 5.0, the Millionaire's Tax Playbook. We're going to talk about some advanced strategies the wealthy use to pay less and keep more. So you're not going to want to miss that one. So until then, make every wealth decision count. And I would love if you pre-ordered my new book, Momentous Decisions, 7 Steps to Better Health, More Wealth, and a Richer Life. You can find the link to pre-order your copy in the description of this podcast. And once again, thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.